The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Another email following up on dark-sided stuff. This guy said, got to keep me anonymous, but I had two lesbian roommates. They brought this guy over one night. He walked in looking like the Crypt Keeper. We all...
Picture the Crypt Keeper walking in. That's hilarious.
So he's like super old and decrepit. And
he was apparently ill.
Oh.
Old and ill. Anyway, we all watched a baseball game together. Then they took him down to their area. Flash forward to the next day. This dude died in my chair downstairs.
Oh, no.
Listening to the lesbos getting after it. He had stage whatever cancer, but I'd like to think he died in the best way possible.
Do you think that was a pre-planned thing? Like,
that was his last wish?
Yeah.
That was his last thing?
Maybe he witnessed the show live.
It was like, I tell you, when you see the live show.
They cleared off the coffee table and got it on right there in front of him, started scissoring right there in the living room.
The live show you're not ready for if you've never seen the live show. So it could have put him right over the edge. Maybe he had a weak heart.
But think about it.
That was cancer.
But like two lesbians bring a Crypt Keeper home? That doesn't happen, guys.
Two lesbians and a Crypt Keeper.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah,
like,
that's a bad
they
joke.
Don't bring a Crypt Keeper home to have a threesome with.
No, unless it was
feels
some kind of
like a dying wish.
It is a make a lesbian wish.
Or like he took something that made sure, like, hey, like, listen, I'm in pain. I'm done.
Yeah.
Do you think he had a threesome with them?
No, I think he just watched.
Like he didn't have the energy to do it.
He couldn't. No, yeah, he could not take part. You know what? I love the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Really?
He's hilarious.
I don't remember much of. Like, I remember him being sassy.
Yeah, he's real sassy.
He's real
sassy. And sometimes he'll be like partying. There's actually, I think, one episode where it starts out and the episodes always started out and you'd go downstairs and then it would like, you'd end up like running into the Crypt Keeper and then he'd start the story off or whatever.
Yeah.
And like there's a couple of times he's been with chicks and he'll have like a suit, like I think it was like a New Year's Eve episode.
Yeah,
or
you're
something.
Right. Absolutely. You're right. It's
something like, yeah! Like
that. Stop like, it.
Yeah, it's awesome. He's very charismatic.
Crypt Keeper can pull up some tail, man.
Yeah. Sounds like you guys like him.
I like him.
He's a cool guy. I'd hang out with him.
I never said I wanted to.
Threesome with the Crypt Keeper.
Turns out the guy has lesbian threesomes all the time, Lise. He's pretty cool until he died.
Sarcasm.
That's pretty cool.
But the problem is, if the Crypt Keeper dies in your house, that's trouble. Right?
Yeah.
You had to call the coroner and the medical examiner. He said, my neighbors haven't talked to me since the body bag was removed.
Well, come on. I mean,
he said, though, ever since, lights come on and off, and this disco light this guy died under just comes on and off
light.
All the time.
Died under a disco light.
Oh my gosh.
He died under a disco light watching lesbians go at it.
The disco light probably really sets the mood.
It does, I'm sure.
Like, ooh.
So he says, R.I.P. Gary.
Hot lesbian apartments, where to haunt if you're a ghost.
Sure.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You're going to see the action.
Not a bad choice.
He's going to stay there forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right under the disco light.
Maybe they'll leave.
He's like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. Weird whole night.
Yeah, that is a weird one.
I don't want anyone ever to die.
I don't want you to show up if you're my roommate with like, hey, just so you know, this guy's. He's probably dying any second. And I'm like, what? He's dying any second?
Yeah.
Yeah, like yeah, he's...
I'd be like, get him out. Go do your lesbian
business.
Yeah,
not here. Not here. Here's money for a hotel room.
Yep.
Just not here.
I don't do make a lesbian wish here.
No.
Find it elsewhere.
Although, yeah. Maybe there should be.
A what?
Maybe there's something to this.
Like a hospice, but like a sexist?
Like a make a pervert wish.
I feel like that is an idea we've tossed around in the past.
Maybe well, we have
maybe
a lot of pervert ideas, Liz.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of similar ideas because I never remember anything I've ever said.
Yeah.
But, like, so that dying guys can fulfill their one crazy kink, whatever it is they never were able to do or see,
jeez,
they get it before they go.
That's a terrible job.
And we give it to them.
Make a kink come true.
Yep.
Make a kink wish.
Yeah.
Make a kink wish.
So there's Make a Wish, which does great things for generally for, you know,
children.
Ill children.
Yes.
What about ill older, lonely guys.
Well, think about the people
and
that
girls.
Are you know, our employees, what they're going to have to go through.
Well, sure.
You find volunteers.
Yeah. We'll
you
got to
find people that are into of their heart, like banging the Crypt
You
keeper.
Don't think on this show if I said, hey, listen, we got Phil a pervert wish tonight, so I'm going to need a dominatrix and a midget if you could call us.
Well, of course.
They'd volunteer
maybe,
for us.
Maybe.
There's something to that, actually.
I think
for this show, I don't know. I mean, if somebody's really sick or something.
Yeah.
But like, Dave and Chuck the Freaks make a pervert wish.
Like, you don't want to.
They're so sick. They're so sick.
They can't do anything. Yeah. But like, maybe you somebody's bedridden and it's like, it's really bad times for them. And then you get them like some hot strippers at least. To
like
come
a live so, show. Like yeah. Your last live show. Yeah. I can understand. The idea of people having to have sex with someone who's in real rough shape. Yeah. I can't.
Well, maybe one
see
final
it.
BJ or something.
Wow.
You know,
yeah, wow,
I will provide you one final
terrible.
BJ before but then you
I don't want to work for Dave in the sex industry. I'll tell you right now.
I'm trying to retire and he's like, come on, James.
Suck him.
One more BJ. One more BJ. Go for that record. Yeah. Put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Dave's super charitable.
For a minute.
But
yeah, that's it. He's charitable, like too
my,
charitable.
You know what? My worlds collide, right?
Yeah.
So my charitable world collides with this world and I try and bring them together.
Exactly.
How can we do charity for perverts?
They should probably stay apart, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's probably
that's
one of those things. I know, well, the one thing we talked about were those nurses that would like...
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so, Lisa. That's
handies.
Probably what... Yeah, they would like take care of guys who are bedridden and stuff
angels,
like that.
The hands of the angels or
yeah.
something like that?
Yeah, angels.
Or something like
hand
that.
Hand angel. I can't remember.
I know, it's something to do with angels and hands
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
HJs.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's not as bad.
Yeah. No. Oh, someone wants a pegging last wish.
Oh my God. Like, that's the worst last wish.
Then you're
going to,
like, if, okay.
I just think of our employees, Dave. I think of the employee that you've hired.
Listen, we can find people. Listen, the escorts do all sorts of ridiculous things with all sorts of ridiculous people.
I guess.
Of course, they're in for it.
I just don't think the radio station legally could get an escort to do these.
No,
I don't
it's
think
not so. Legal
no,
in
no
any
this
way.
Would just be Dave's. This wouldn't be the radio station.
This is just on the side.
This is just Dave. This is after the radio station.
Yeah, and then I think
my retirement plan.
I think that you would. It would be a bad day if you hired a some kind of mercy pegger.
Yeah.
Came in
mercy
and some guys dying, and then the pegging goes wrong, and
whoa.
Then he has less time than he thought because of the pegging itself, and then you got.
I can't.
So many problems.
I would assume. So I'm working for Dave. I work for Dave.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's like, yeah, this guy. I walk in. Dave hands me like a folder, portfolio.
Yep.
I
Here's
open it up,
do.
And it's like, this guy wants a guy to do this horrible thing to him, peg him, or do whatever. I work for Dave, so he's a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, do it until he's dead.
I'll peg him to death.
Peg him to death.
You can't
Why
order
would you
somebody
kill
to murder.
Someone?
No, you
I'm
can't
not
murder.
Killing him. I'm just,
that.
He's dying.
That's so
and
dark.
Just don't stop.
But you're killing him with pleasure, Chuck.
No. Exactly.
Yeah.
Killing him
no,
with pleasure.
No,
I would keep you just for my dying big girls, Chuck.
Wow, that'd
so
be great.
That'd be your specialty.
That'd be great. Yeah.
He's like the secret weapon.
So like what, right before they die, they fall in love with somebody?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, okay,
sure.
I see.
They can just talk to you.
You go in there and flirt with them a little
bit. That's it. I just talk to them a little bit and they fall in love and die.
You got to feed them fried chicken.
Yeah.
I'll get off.
I mean, it just takes me 1 second to talk to them.
Oh, this is dark side.
It is.
It always goes dark side at that time.
We're dark. You know, we're dark.
Yeah. But listen, perverts need final wishes too. Why shouldn't they be given?
Yeah.
You know, good perverts.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Good. We're going to have a screening process. I don't know what that would be.
No
dealers
allowed.
You're here to make a...
Get out! Go die on your own!
No, I thought it was charity.
Go die on your own.
Dave Hunter.
Go die in a hole.
Someone said Dave Hunter, death pimp.
Yes.
Death pimp, Jesus.
Yes.
Death pimp.
Yes.
That's a cool
death
couple
pimp.
Of words together.
That's like a sweet movie
death
title.
Pimp.
Yep.
Death pimp.
Death pimp.
It's like a 90s horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's something there, whether it's fully flushed out yet or not.
Right.
There's something.
I think you
there.
Can take it with the stripper, because strippers do charity and stuff like that. If somebody, an old pervy man, was lonely and you wanted, you could get him a stripper to maybe do some gentle lap dances.
It's real clean. What you're, you know,
right?
You're thinking nice, clean. Light.
Right, right. Thinking peg to death.
Well, I'm thinking
peg to death. You are.
Yeah. Dave's thinking you just have to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Dr. Peg Vorky.
That's the best. That is the best.
We gotta call in Dr. Peg Vorkian for this one. But he comes in to be pegged to death.
Yeah, but he sets up a device to where you peg yourself.
I've got the little button in my hand.
That's what it would have to be because he can't be associated with
exactly.
Death.
Yeah.
Right? It's Peg Vorkian, my just peg sets machine. It up. Yeah. My sweet peg machine.
James' peg noises were aggressive.
Woo! Yeah. They do have those machines.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could just rig one up.
Jason said you're going to have to find a different phone guy for the pervert make-a-wish hotline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We imagine expect that, Jason.
You imagine what people would be asking for?
Well, Jason would go in there for one shift and then come out looking like he was 80 years old.
Come out looking like modern-day Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Or like one final you know? Right.
Like Odell Beckham?
Poop on the chest?
Yeah.
But then that's no fair to the hospice nurses.
No, well, that's when I call in my specialty.
Gotta clean everything up anyway.
Yeah.
Call the scat players in.
Yeah.
We need team scat!
Dave will have all the contacts.
Yeah. Listen, this show will get us all we need. We know the people listen to this show, they're messed up.
Yeah, that's dying true. Man. With
they'll do whatever we need. Listen, if you're going to get into a chase with the cops, you got to fill up that tank first.
Oh, man.
You got to know. A chase suspect in California who allegedly stole some drills from a Home Depot led authorities on an over two-hour pursuit that eventually, at one point, had him stopping at a gas station to fill up his tank. It's funny. There he is. He pulls into this gas station.
He was able to stop and fill up?
I guess the chopper's covering him, but I don't know if the cops were nearby at this point.
Yeah, because they'll do that from time to time where the cops will hang back.
I guess he couldn't pay at the pump because he had to run in and pay. Can you imagine someone running like, $20 on 3, $20 on 3?
That is crazy. Or you're like trying to like get your card in and then it's like, do you want the car wash?
No, of course not.
There,
see, he must have
high speed
pursuit.
He
paid and he's running back to the car.
Sir, there's something wrong with the pump.
No, I just don't want the car wash. It won't let me.
Sir, did you push the button?
I pushed the buttons. Oh my god!
Did you want that time? Oh, wait a second.
Can you even hear me? I know there's not a button to push. I don't need this extra stress right now, please.
Sorry, I'm having a hard time. Are you on pump number one, pump number three, pump number four, pump number five?
Yeah, I'm on pump five.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
He's still pumping gas. The news chopper is following him, but the cops aren't around. He's still just pumping gas at the gas station.
Oh, man.
He has a yellow hat and red shoes on, too.
I don't know what's going on with him, Lee.
It's not the best camo.
You know, like,
he's trying to be all nonchalant.
Well, not when he ran in and out.
No.
You see him bust into that to pay? Like, he bolted from the car ran in. There he goes. He runs in.
Is that chopper so far away that he doesn't even realize that he's
being
tracked?
The chopper's watching him, probably. I feel like there's news choppers in the air all over LA all the time.
Yeah.
And there he comes running out. So he must have, honestly, that was like a $20 on 3!
Yeah. It's a good thing he got the right side of the pump, you know, like what side of the car the pump is on. There's so many things that could go wrong at a gas station. Or when you get that slow pump.
Oh, yeah.
I hate the slow pump.
Oh, the slow pump is the
worst. Oh, my God. Honestly.
I feel like if someone's on the other side, if someone's sharing the other side of your pump,
that it becomes slow the slow yours.
Pump. Oh, it's the worst.
You know what? I'm telling you, it's just some pumps are just really slow. And every once in a while, there'll be a place that has 12 pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just go to that one, and I'll be like, oh, God, was it this one before?
The dreaded
It's always
bump.
In the winter, too.
Well,
like, when
it's really cold,
and you're like...
Well, for me, it's when I'm running just a little bit late, and it's like, because I can't justify just stopping.
For $3?
Because I'm just like, I'm here. I don't want to have to stop again in just a little bit. I'm just going to let it fill up. And I'm like... Waiting.
So this chase started at 4:10 p.m. The suspect stole drills from the Home Depot, allegedly. And then about an hour later, still on the run from the cops, he needed to go get gas. So he pulled into this gas station. He ran from the car, ran back to the car, filled up on gas. He pumped gas, got back onto Valley Boulevard, drove on multiple freeways through the pursuit. Not immediately clear what happened to the suspect after he entered downtown Los Angeles at 6:20. So it sounds like they...
So he got away.
He got away. I mean, they know the car. I'm sure they'll be able to get him eventually. But as of now...
Wouldn't you think like his license plate right there would almost be...
Oh, sure. I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're going to get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he pumped a lot of gas.
He did. I think, honestly, I think it was $20.
$20. I'm guessing $20. I'm guessing $20.
Because he's probably like, oh, I'm probably going to run for a little longer.
Week's worth of gas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
you think you should put like $6 or $7, you know, dollars worth of gas in there and get back on the road again if a chopper's hovering.
He was prepared for a longer chase.
Yeah.
But I've never seen that during a chase. A guy, first of all, get gas, but run in and out of the gas station to prepay.
Yeah.
No, my God, no.
Not a good night on the International Space Station. Life there can be lonely as it is, but nights like this past Monday night can make it feel similar to hell. None of the issues could be classified as emergencies, but I'm sure quite annoying. First, there was a broken toilet in the Russian section.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Listen, I have to be honest with you.
Yes?
I broke the toilet with a big poo-poo.
Yeah, I broke it. Well, that is troublesome. That is only Russian toilet.
Can I tell you? It just smells really bad.
It is something I'm not looking forward to.
Turned out to be an air bubble.
It was a big air bubble.
But it was fixed. Then the Russian oxygen supply system broke down.
Can I tell you? It's getting a bit hard to breathe in it.
Did your deuce ruin our oxygen levels?
Of course it did.
Oh, my God.
Turns out the water used to generate the oxygen had run out. They were able to fix that. And after that, the oven used to warm the food stopped working.
This is the Russian section, huh?
One night.
It's crazy that there's
there's
the U.S. side of it. Right. Incredible stuff. Top of the line toilets.
Excuse me, American friends, please. We have a poop situation in the
Watch out, get the bait.
Please let us in.
Our oxygen is
low. Please let us in.
Get out of here, commie.
Yeah, it's like, no.
Yeah, they won't even let
you
like,
broke it,
it's
bro.
Totally different than what we imagine up there. They actually are all fighting.
Turns out, too, that they had one more issue. It was a mysterious air leak. It had been a problem they'd been dealing with since 2019, but they finally figured out what caused it on Monday. Turns out one of the cosmonauts was making tea once.
Oopsie poopsie.
What did you do again, clumsy?
He broke his tea bag. Some of the leaves came out of the tea bag, got stuck in the transfer chamber.
Oops.
And those tiny little tea fragments
wore away at the...
were confirmed to be the source of the air leak.
I just picture, like, whatever the boss of the Russian part is, he's, like, sitting at a desk, he's like, Russian space work is crazy.
Hey, boss.
Oh, no. Did you break the toilet again? What'd you do this time?
Let's just say, we'll call it an air bubble, but really it was about the diarrhea.
Right, yeah, the diarrhea and then this tea situation we have to talk about.
I tried to just rip it a tiny bit, it exploded.
Oh, my God, it's in here. We're breathing in tea. That's great.
I tried to clean it, but how do you clean in space?
Exactly. That's what I don't know.
I don't
even as supervisor.
How do you clean in space? It spills everywhere.
It does. You're not supposed to rip it. It's very simple to make tea.
Oh, my
Super.
God.
So okay,
hello, we did not die.
We're alive still. That's why they're so happy when they're back.
Right.
Because they're like, holy crap. I survived the Russian section of the space station.
That is funny. They share it with people.
Yeah.
One of the other guys are laughing about it. Like,
oh, you won't believe what the Russians did today. They made tea and almost killed themselves in game.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A Louisiana man got snared by cops after being spotted pleasuring himself in his truck.
He insisted, though, he was just playing air drums along with the radio.
They're doing that Phil Collins part.
Different style of drum.
What? I was thinking about this. What has a jerkin beat?
Almost anything.
Anything if you... Just depends on
except for me it would have to go right to death metal right at the end because it's like the double bass
double drum.
Jesus, sound down, you guys. Beat it to death.
Okay, all right.
But then also right. The screams that they make when you finale. That's what it sounds like when you sleep in there next to Chuck's party.
Oh, that's no good.
Yeah.
That's no good at all.
Yeah.
Like, I would say...
It'd be crazy if that was the noise. Wouldn't that be nuts? You, like, you finale and then you make some sort of crazy...
Hey, listen, don't go in there, Dave. Chuck,
what's happening in there?
Mm-hmm. You know what's happening.
Well, he's doing good?
He's day two. Yeah.
Chuck's
having a time with himself.
Oh,
don't walk
God.
In.
He's so loud.
He's
so loud. He's a dead giveaway.
Oh, yeah, that's... James just
a lot of frustration. A lot.
I forgot those moves I just sent him.
Yeah.
My goodness, he needs to stop that.
That's how I'm gonna, if I ever have sex again, that's gonna surprise her.
That's
actually incredible. What an incredible move. No one would be ready for that.
Well, the confidence it would exude.
Definitely. It'll make you more confident.
Just as it starts.
Yeah, if you do that as it starts.
Just as it starts.
My lady.
Oh, it's so funny.
Please, everyone that listens to the show, do a death metal climax with your lady just to get her reaction.
Oh, my God.
And send it to us. Well, probably can't send it to us, but tell us about it.
Yeah.
We want your death metal climaxes, because women would be like,
right?
They wouldn't know what the hell was going on.
Here's your TikTok challenge.
Yeah, yes. There it
Forget
is.
On TikTok.
Yep.
Death metal climax.
I think men would be scared if their women had those playing.
I'd be like,
I'd be like, I did something right.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would honestly
did it the right way.
I'd flip out. I'd be so happy.
I'd be like, I am some kind of thunder sex god.
I would be so happy.
I would too.
I would like look at my parts like
it's like Thor down there.
Yeah, I'd be like, you guys. I didn't know you could even do that.
Wow.
But you've never done right that. Out of that room, right to the fridge.
Oh, my God.
Get some water. Get an ice cold Diet Pepsi.
Ice cold Diet Pepsi.
The nectar of a sex god.
Like now we know what James does.
Oh, my God. After sex, James cracks open an ice cold Diet Pepsi.
The choice of a new generation.
Diet Pepsi commercial. Nothing wraps up some loving. For me,
ice cold,
like an ice cold.
I want
Pepsi.
No, I want to. I want to hear this. I want to hear this.
James having sex up there.
Yeah, and then I want him to walk downstairs, saunter downstairs, open the fridge, crack an ice cold Pepsi, start drinking it, and then say, "The nectar of a sex god."
Yeah, for sure. You need, and then just the sound of it. And just slurk it back.
That's how he refreshes himself.
It's the post-coital sounds of a sex god.
It would sell so much.
Joy. Oh, my God.
The choice of a sex generation.
Yeah. Yes.
There you
That's
go.
Good.
Pepsi. Call us Pepsi.
Trademark Dave and Chuck the Freak Pepsi. Don't take it.
You don't want another Hot Pocket
situation.
Don't
want another story. Because
I'm not going to stand down like Dave will. I will fight you on social media.
Yeah, that's true.
Or do you want to battle with YouTube?
You will. So the story
did.
That started
yes.
this.
Incredible.
James Cousins
was parked in a lot at Louisiana State University when he caught the eye of a guy walking by with some unsavory moves. Hmm. This guy called 911 to report the 72-year-old for touching himself.
Boy.
He could tell what was happening by the way Cousins was moving his arm.
Hmm. It's a dead giveaway.
When an officer arrived at the scene to ask some questions, he gave them a couple of explanations.
I was just doing the Def Leppard drummer.
One. It's one arm. One, he had a heart condition that made it impossible to jerk off in public. Okay. That's one.
Yep,
two.
That's what I have. Yep.
He was just listening to some great music and playing along with the air drums on his knees.
Well, you know how you know it's total BS right off the bat is that you told two different stories. Like, you got to stick to it.
Well, no, but it, like, the stories go side by side. I can't do that because I got a heart condition, and also, I was just drumming. Like, he's saying, like, it's not, it wouldn't be possible for me to jerk.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be saying, like, yeah, with my heart condition, I can't even get a Chabon, so I'm not even doing it, and I'm just playing air drums. It's just like, you're 72... What is that guy air drumming to?
Oh, my God. Mm. Santana?
I don't know. It's got to be Santana.
It looks like an older Santana. Like a bad, like, it's when Santana fell on hard times.
Yeah, like
Carlos Santana.
Santana's cousin or something.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Shouldn't be doing that.
But no. Usually it's a pretty dead giveaway. But you know what? It does always... It shocks me every time I see someone playing air drums in the car. Like, sometimes you'll be behind someone and you'll see them.
Or stopping a light or something. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, and I'm always like, ha.
Yeah.
They're playing air drums.
Yep.
Ha-ha.
I love it.
They're playing the drums.
I like that you're passionate about music. I don't got a problem. Yeah. As long as you're driving, okay.
Makes me laugh a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, just, well, you know, make sure you're staying in the lane. And
there's a guy who's drumming on his motorcycle.
Wow.
In a traffic jam. He's got a whole drum set on his motorcycle.
We gotta find that.
Ties in with exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, he's got everything on that. I don't know what he's driving. It's a motorized drum set.
It's like one of Tommy Lee's drum sets that he put on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's so funny.
What is the deal with
it's
that?
Old, too. It's
Facebook Live. Explain that.
We better watch it.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to him drum, though, as they pull up.
Oh, we posted this video before.
Yeah, it's from 2018.
It's from 2018. It's going viral right now for some reason. This way, beat it!
It's tough to get your practice in, and this guy has figured it out.
Is that legal? Is that
street
legal?
No, it's not. It cannot be.
But we were just talking about drums and beating it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And
oh my
boom.
God. Oh, my God.
And it appeared on the Today Show.
All came together.
We're all part of Chuck's simulation.
I'm telling you, that's honestly. That's type of stuff that I'm just like.
Mind blown.
They say it's 50-50. They say it's 50-50. We might be in a simulation.
Some can't be explained.
Because I've had a lot of those moments kind of lately where stuff like, you're like, is that you, the universe?
Simulation.
If you haven't seen this video, we'll tweet it out. This guy on a motorcycle. Whoop.
Is he calling himself Iron Thunder? Is that him up there at the top? Iron Thunder?
Iron Thunder.
Why is he making news now?
It's now trending. It's a current trending video on the Today Show.
They're so behind.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't remember. Did we talk about this on the air?
No,
we posted it.
We just posted it.
We post a lot of stuff without talking about it because it's more visual than anything else. But yeah, that's pretty damn incredible. Not what I do.
Control Z.
Control Z.
Beep. Oh. Boop.
Boop. Bop.
Okay, I don't know why normal commands on your keyboard don't work. I don't know where. I can't help that. I'm sorry.
Interesting. Anyways.
I need to go to computer school.
This will be up on our Twitter page eventually.
Monday.
If you haven't seen it, you can go check it out in like 4 seconds from now. Twitter.com/
I'm waiting for him to blow it again.
David.
Come on.
Yeah, because I think he's about to.
Erase it.
Okay. I had to copy the whole link. Yeah. I thought he'd just write a couple letters.
It's up.
Master Tweeter.
It's up.
Master Tweeter.
Master has something. I don't know if tweet is it.
Hey, is this let's see if that's him.
This is him.
So he goes by the name Iron Thunder.
Iron Thunder.
Can we hear him?
I'm so afraid.
He sings too.
Exploded to space.
He's got a chick driving.
He's upgraded that ride.
Yeah.
That ride is way upgraded.
And whatever comes our way.
He's amazing. I love his runner beside.
You know what I would love is if this bike shot like fireworks out of it.
Oh my God.
How is it street legal?
He's driving everywhere.
I don't know,
it.
But it looks like he definitely upgraded it to make it street legal. And I think the girl in the back is driving. Because you saw she had handlebars.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, he's too busy drumming and playing.
Yeah, see, so she's driving.
For sure. She's a badass chick, too.
Well, she's dating Iron Thunder.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my
boy, the guy that
Iron
was like,
Thunder.
It wasn't enough for him to play the drums. And it wasn't enough for him to ride a motorcycle. He had to make
do it at the same
a
time.
Drum motorcycle.
Yeah. Mm. And sing, too. He does it all. There's more of him. Oh, my God. Yeah. He's everywhere.
There's probably an oil slick coming off the back of that.
Can we hear him? That's his favorite song.
He loves that song.
I feel like he's allowing...
maybe he shouldn't sing.
I was wondering if he's actually... So he can drive it if he wants, or the person in the back can drive
right.
it.
That so thing's he obviously incredible. Can't drum and drive at the same time, but he can sing. Not well, but he can.
And he just doesn't stop.
No.
There you go, man.
Could you imagine if that guy hit your car and how mad you'd be?
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
He's like, drums! What is this? Thunder ran into me today.
Or one of his drums comes loose on the highway.
Oh, and just causes devastation.
Yeah. I think you're mad until he plays you a song.
Oh, no, he's drumming and driving.
Yep, drumming. Don't drum and drive.
And driving. Don't drum and drive.
Don't drum and drive.
He's incredible, really.
Look up Iron Thunder on YouTube if you haven't seen this guy.
Incredible films.
It all tied together there for what we were talking about.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Plus-size porn fans are shocked to find out that this big old cam girl gets her daughters to film her.
Ooh, that's weird.
Well, now, they're not younger. I mean, they're probably, wouldn't you see, James, like in her early 20s, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, they're
like adults.
Underage. Yeah,
they're not underage, but it's still creepy
still weird,
that you'd have your kid, even if they're an adult, film your
when
porn.
When you hear some of the stuff that she does on cam, too, like...
Yeah, like you just don't want to see your mom. Yeah.
Lady Voluptia is her name.
Oh, no. I don't...
It's a crazy name.
It is. Oh, oh, that arm. You just like, see the arm. There she is. That's,
take these down. Let's put on a show.
She's a big, big girl.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
That's her daughter, and she talks about filming her mom's dirty scenes here. Let's
dirty, dirty.
Some of the videos that she was getting requests for, she can't really film on her own. Like, she had, like, a splodging video, which was, like, where she had to stand there and, like, put, like, beans and, like, sauces and all that stuff on it. And so I was filming it, and it was quite funny. We had such a laugh because the smell of it all mixed together.
Oh,
and I had to keep my mouth, like, closed and my nose closed. And every time we did a pause, I had to go like this.
Part of that's as well.
So I could breathe fresh air. So it's kind of like a bonding thing as well. Yep. It's really strange.
People want to see this big girl covered in beans and sauce.
Yeah,
people are splashing. But just smearing dirty and, like, wet stuff on your body is what splashing is.
Yeah.
I had to do the research to write the article.
And it's the UK, so it's baked beans. Like, it's like...
I saw a porn once a long time ago.
Yep, yep.
That I've told the story before. Like, this dude's parents had it, and these people who are very gross. They're, like,
fat dude and a fat lady, and they were banging in the dog's position, and they dumped baked beans
on the
in the mix, a big can of it. You know how Shelley Duvall or whatever opens that can in The Shining? It was like that size. Like a cafeteria size thing of baked beans.
Daddy's serving up franks and beans.
No, no.
Used it as the lube.
That's just crazy.
Jesus.
I was
Sandy.
No, it wasn't my fault.
It's the truth.
Just got an image in my head that was disgusting.
I have not been able to get it.
Bean lube? Baked bean lube?
Yep.
Raw.
Oh, God.
I'd rather my lube cooked.
Well, you don't want them to burn
me. Not now. It's warm. A little warmed.
Yeah.
So this woman here, they have success online. So I guess she goes by Lady Voluptuous Vicky. She gets up at 4 a.m. to hit the American market and then tries to attract British customers before they go to work. And she gets her daughters to help film the videos, including that splashing request. That
she get
do
even
herself.
More grow like is she just like scantily clad James with food all over her all the time, or is she doing things that her daughter should not be watching?
Judging by the bed, which I believe is the same double donger that I have in the office here, is on her bed.
Oh no!
So I'm assuming there's other things going on.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yes, she said she actually took her daughters to a sex shop to help her find some toys for the bedroom so she could please herself on camera.
Oh, that's a weird relationship.
It is very strange.
She won't shave her legs until someone pays her to shave them. So she's been hairy for quite a while at times.
Well, I'm not giving her a cent, I'll tell you that right
now. That's hilarious.
I'm not.
No. I would tell you why I'm not. I'm not going to give you
she
one penny.
Yeah, one penny of my
money. Nor she should.
No.
She says she earns more money a week as a cam girl compared to what she did as a whole month in her previous job.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. There are guys that this is exactly what they want.
Yeah, there's a
niche. This is exactly what they want. And you're fulfilling that role for them, and that's good. That's good. I'm glad that you're able to make a ton of money off of those dudes that are into that.
Yeah, look, you can see the stuff on the bed there.
Right? Well, actually, it's not the same model that I have. That's just a regular... It's got a little...
But she goes to town.
Yeah, but that's one of the ones that connects to the internet, I think.
Probably. You could have one of those.
Wow, she looks like she's about 47 months pregnant.
No, she's just full.
Little beans.
All the beans she didn't smear on her belly, she's got inside her belly.
Man, that's some serious rough camera work. Like,
it is. It is. That's no easy assignment.
She seems okay with it. She's like, it's no big deal. I mean, the smell's not the greatest.
Well, like, what's she witnessed in her life?
Right.
You know?
Right,
she's 20 now.
If your mom's a plus size cam girl, come on,
life's
been crazy. Life's been crazy.
Yeah, through some stuff.
And the way she talks about it, it's just matter of fact, right? Like to her, it's nothing.
Some of the videos that she was getting requests for, she can't really film on her own. Like she had like a splodging video, which was like where she had to stand there and like put like beans and like sauces and all that stuff on it. And so I was filming it, and it was quite funny. We had such a laugh because the smell of it all mixed together, and I had to keep my mouth like closed and my nose closed. And every time we did a pause, I had to go like this so I could breathe fresh air. So it's kind of like a bonding thing as well. It's really strange.
You think like 10 years from now, at least, like therapy will help?
No,
unlock the.
I don't think you
disturbing because she's gonna
eventually.
She's gonna need. She's gonna have to eventually.
Yeah.
This is like massive damage. Like right now, she's like laughs about it, but I bet there are moments at late at night
where she's like, oh,
she's
no!
like, I shouldn't be doing it.
Or she's going to show up for dinner and start crying when they serve beans.
Right.
Right. Something will unlock it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Beans. Oh, this is it. This is
Okay. Oh, I'm going to just put this down. It's something's playing, by the way. I don't know what. Okay. It's not now.
No, I turned deaf.
Oh, okay.
This is so. This is this UK show. It actually focuses on plus size porno ladies.
Jeez.
Okay. Yes. Oh wow, she's a big one.
She'll beat your ass. Look at the stuff in the background there. Fine collection.
Nice mask.
Yeah, she does have a solid mask.
nice mask.
it's not.
It's not letting you, huh?
Negative.
It's probably fine. It's probably fine with it.
Oh, it was only available in a little while.
Mm.
This was, she lost her job as a care worker, and that propelled her into a new world of losing her clothes and inhibitions.
She's not on YouTube or anything, huh?
I'll have to look up.
Lisa.
What?
Let's just keep these ideas of finding these people to ourselves.
You probably have a better shot of finding her on OnlyFans.
Oh no. Only big fans. Oh, my. Well, that's just
what is this?
I can't
believe.
This is on YouTube.
This is YouTube.
This is YouTube, Rush.
And I get my thumbnails removed, huh?
Isn't that funny? That person's vagina was...
Yeah.
That guy's lifting a towel.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That guy, yeah, that made you go Seinfeld.
Oh, but that's a, that's like a medical, that's a penis implant.
I know there's a lot of the stuff is like... Yeah, there's like some porn.
Yeah.
But she's not on here.
But she's not on here.
Nah.
That's all.
I don't know what her real name is anyway. Her porn name.
Oh, what, Lady Voluptuous is one of them.
Yeah, I don't know. The one, the Dominatrix one, I don't know who that was. Thank God.
Yeah, no, we're okay. Oh, Lady Voluptuous. Let's see if she's
on no.
here. Yes.
Get into
Lady Voluptuous. T-U-A. Nope. Cannot find her. It's just the hardest big girl to find on the internet.
Thank God.
For some reason.
Jeez.
Who's into this? Are you a big guy?
No.
No, there's like sometimes they're skinny guys.
You're super skinny a lot of times.
You just like them big.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just their thing, man.
Oh, no.
Twitter.
Oh, that's what I was
thinking. I think Lady Voluptuous is the dominatrix we were looking at. I found
her.
Oh,
yeah, she is. Yeah, Twitter. Yeah. We just got it.
Barely fits in the profile pic.
That's hilarious.
You don't even fit in the Twitter profile pic. Just,
my God. You just left.
I can't. She's got her own website, ladyvoluptuous.com. She's worth her weight in diamonds, they say.
Mm.
Oh, you, they
there's no chance
number.
Of that.
I don't think no there is absolutely no chance
if
of that.
If I had diamonds that equaled that, my God, look out. Jeff Bezos, you're nothing.
Right.
What's her favorite fetishes? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Let's find out here.
Everything.
Just to make sure.
Anal, body smothering, breast worship.
Ball busting.
Caging, champagne, sea and ball torture. Dinner dates with domination, erotic massage, face sitting. Oh, my God, you'd die.
Forced.
Fetish counseling, genital shaving, human furniture, guided masturbation, nipple torture, schoolroom punishment.
Anything she didn't
put. Sissy maid training.
There's one for me.
Small penis
up.
Humiliation, Chuck. Yeah. Spanking, splashing, strap-on training, tickling, trampling.
Trampling. Water sports.
She could trample you. No doubt.
Lady Voluptuous.
I wonder her stats. Do they list her stats? Like, do you think she's like 6 feet tall too? Like, yeah, the tail
like
of the
our
tape.
Heights and measurements.
I'd love to know her
fighting style.
Look at this guy she's torturing.
No.
Oh, that's so devastating.
It's like just having a Saturday.
That's a precarious position that guy was in. Oh, she's terrifying.
He's bent over, nude in front of her. You see everything he has to offer. So it's final check here on Lady Voluptuous' website, her stats.
I just want to know if she's super tall, too.
She also has her fees there. You can see what she charges.
Oh, did you see the fees?
At the top, right next
to
the
fetishes. Yeah, but it doesn't list, like, doesn't say how big she is.
No, it doesn't.
She says,
how much does she
it
charge?
It says short in stature, but big on personality.
Okay, so she's short.
Mm-hmm. So she's short. So her fees.
I just wondered if she was like, because remember that girl that beat our ass at that nightclub?
Yep.
Bruta Betty?
Yeah. She was big, too. Like, not just like.
She was tall. Like, she was almost as tall as
me. Yeah, yeah.
And she had heels on and stuff.
Yeah.
So for an hour, she's 130 pounds. About $150, $160.
Yep.
I guess, depending on what you want.
Not worth her weight in diamonds to me.
No. It's not for everyone, right?
Every once in a while, a Scottish woman looks like that.
You can pay to have her lock you in a cage for 24 hours.
Yeah, you can pay to have her lock you in a cage for 24 hours. You can pay to stay overnight with her.
Oh, boy.
With a mix of caging and occasional play.
Yeah. She probably just... thing is, who even knows? She might not be doing a lot of stuff with people, just beating their ass, you know? A lot of times they just beat your ass. It's got nothing to do with...
But don't her fees say that she... Well, it says play. 1 hour of play.
But play means like beating your ass.
Water sports, foot worship, CP, and pegging. What's CP?
So she'll peg you.
What's CP?
I don't know. I have to look it up. I mean, I feel like it stands for the usual C, and then the P would be play, but...
Hmm. Corporal punishment.
Oh.
Oh.
Chastisement on the buttocks between consenting adults.
Okay, so just spanking. Beating your ass, yeah.
Dang.
I never wanted ever to say to someone, I'm into corporal punishment.
Well, no. If I'm ever in a situation where Lady Voluptuous is hitting me on my ass, that means I've died and I've gone to my own personal hell.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm glad that at that nightclub, that big girl spanked me really hard with a whip.
Right.
Because it cleared something up for me.
Me
that?
Too. I'm not into pain.
That I am yeah. not. That'll oh. never yeah, be well, yeah, my well. Thing.
Yeah. Not that I really thought about it before that day. Like,
oh, right. But I mean, it's like, happened yeah. to me and I disliked it.
Yeah. yeah.
I disliked
I did
it.
Not like a larger woman spanking me. I don't like pain. Like,
no.
And during sex.
No.
Pain doesn't equal pleasure in my
well,
head.
Well,
no. I'll chuck a little bit, but not me.
No, I just, there's some stuff I right. think is fine.
I don't mind like a scratch on the back or something like that.
Some stuff like, is fine. But I mean, just like flat out, like, oh yeah, you're going to be bent over some kind of wooden thing and someone's going to.
Yeah, no. Need to be.
Chuck's going
to
be nude on a bench as some woman just punishes his ass.
Keep talking, Dave.
Write that story. Yeah.
Replace woman with James.
Chuck's been a bad boy.
Master Voluptia.
Yes. I'm your Master Voluptia.
Oh, Master.
You've been a bad boy.
Oh, Master, mm-hmm. please don't yes. do it again.
You've been a very bad boy.
Ow!
Oh. You were late taking rowing to baseball practice.
Oh, I sure was. I am all the time.
Hey, you guys don't do that in the time. Office like this.
Oh, sorry, Andy. I didn't realize you were here.
Yeah, I've been watching you for the last 20 minutes.
Oh. I didn't hear you walk in. I thought your office was empty.
It's all right.
All right, come on,
Chuck. His gimp mask.
Yeah,
let's go do this at Ken's office.
Yeah, go to Ken's office.
Well, well. I suppose you guys need to borrow this panel.
Yes,
he's
Ken,
got
please.
Stuff.
He's got stuff to beat.
That's where you go.
Chuck needs the Punisher.
Yeah.
He needs the Punisher, Ken. Give it to me.
And do whatever he says.
Hand it over to Master Voluptia.
Master Voluptia.
Yep.
Very disturbing.
Chuck, I don't want to let you down.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.